FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Former President Donald Trump expected to be in a Washington, D.C. courtroom today. His lawyers trying to argue that he enjoyed absolute immunity from prosecution for what his lawyers insist were his official acts as president on January 6th. Head of the NTSB confirming that another airline, United, has discovered loose bolts and part of a door plug on Boeing 737 MAX 9 jets.
We are aware of the reports of that are coming back from the inspections from United and Alaska and Boeing. Our team is collecting that information, and there will be some follow-up from the inspections.
NTSB Chair Jennifer Homendy in Portland as the FAA grounds all those types of jets. South Korea's parliament has passed a landmark ban on the production and sale of dog meat for human consumption. Dog farmers say they plan to challenge the bill's constitutionality. Michigan topping Washington in the college football national championship. That's what it sounded like in Ann Arbor on campus afterwards. This is ABC News. History at JetBlue. President and Chief Operating Officer Joanna Garrity is set to take over as CEO next month. She'll be the first woman to lead a major U.S. airline. It's back to work today at the trial of the longtime head of the NRA, accused of using the NRA as a personal piggy bank.
An assistant attorney general said the NRA operated for decades as Wayne's World, the way that Wayne LaPierre was able to exert control not only over the group's foray into increasingly political fare, but also in the way that it spent money, and in many cases on LaPierre himself. The assistant attorney general, Monica Connell, laid out Greece, Dubai, and other exotic locales that Wayne LaPierre and his wife traveled to on someone else's dime, she said.
ABC's Aaron Katursky. More trouble for the mission taking a private company's lander to the moon. After launching Monday morning, it failed to rotate toward the sun to charge up its batteries. Now it has suffered a critical fuel leak, putting the whole mission in jeopardy. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Another bird flu case is confirmed in another commercial poultry operation in northwest Wisconsin. This time, it's in Washburn County. State and federal agriculture officials are on the case. They say birds from the flock are being euthanized and will not enter the food system. Wisconsin Republicans introduced their bill to legalize medical marijuana today. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss tells WISN-TV's Upfront he doesn't want to go down the path to legalizing recreational pot.
We have way too many drugs. We just went through a huge opioid crisis. The last thing that we need is marijuana shops on every street corner of every small town in Wisconsin, like we're seeing in Michigan and Illinois. They're not good.
Governor Evers has said he would sign a medical marijuana bill into law. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
Stockbox is a program that provides healthy food every month to improve the diet and nutrition of lower-income seniors 60 and over. Monthly food packages include canned fruits, canned vegetables, cereal, canned and dry milk. If you would be interested in this program or if you have questions, please contact Cheyenne Litvinoff at 715-339-2158 or email cheyenne.litvinoff@co.price.wi.us.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
Packer players sent to the hospital. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Packers wide receiver Romeo Doubs had to be sent to a nearby hospital after taking a hit against the Bears Sunday night that left him coughing up blood on the sidelines. Matt LaFleur with an update on Doubs, listed with a chest injury.
This morning, it seems to be he's doing better, but he'll be day-to-day, I would say.
Did you go to the hospital to get checked out?
Yes, he did.
Is he out now, you know?
Oh, yeah.
The Packers play the Cowboys Sunday in Dallas. College football. The Michigan Wolverines are national champions. They beat Washington last night 34-13. It's the first national title for Michigan since 1997 when one of their players, Charles Woodson, won the Heisman Trophy. NBA. The Bucks with another loss at home, 132-116. The Bucks head coach Adrian Griffin on how the Jazz kept finding open shots.
You know, they were just shooting behind our switches, you know, and that's something we stress, you know, being physical, pushing up, switch under, you know, we dug ourselves in a hole, but we kept fighting.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's your 98Q Country Weatherology Forecast. For today, we'll have mostly cloudy skies with light snow developing, according to a half inch of daytime snowfall with highs in the lower 30s. We'll have northeast winds at 5 to 15. For tonight, still a chance for some light snow, tapering off to flurries, a low of 23. Wednesday, cloudy, a slight chance for some afternoon snow showers, up to 27. Thursday, still can't rule out a slight chance for some light snow there, highs in the mid-20s. Friday, slight chance for light snow with a high of 20. And for Saturday, breezy in the middle teens. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Caron. That's your forecast on 98Q Country. Right now, it's 27.
Brand new country. I woke up on a wrong side of the truck bed this morning with a bone drop on a love jack. We don't even fight anymore.
Love listening to the station.
98Q Country.
Country.
But Country. Today's favorites and yesterday's classics. 98 Q Country. Online at 98qcountry.com.
Jar. This is as good as These are the glory days.
George Strait there and Check Yes or No. Plain and simple. You can't get much simpler than that. Come on. And we need simplicity here on this Tuesday morning, the 9th day of January. And parts of the state, well, the southern part of the state is getting snow or got snow, or there's school closings and all kinds of stuff going on down there. But up here in the immediate Park Falls area, nada. We are supposed to get some snow flurries and kind of an inch or two at a time here and there. But the overnight hours, I was kind of expecting to wake up to at least a coating of snow here this morning in Park Falls, but it's not here yet. But they are telling us that we will get some, and if we get what they're telling us we're going to get over the next several days, it could be 5 or 6 inches between now and through the weekend. And they're kind of saying an inch or two here and there. I'm looking at my forecast, and it says that it will be snowing for at least the next 60 minutes. Unless it just changed like a minute ago, it wasn't snowing out there right now. But it's coming. If it's not already light snowing where you are right now, which a little coating of the roads, of course, will make us be just a little more conscious of driving safely and slowing down. We got to get in that winter mindset mode here. We went all the way through Christmas with really not having to deal with any slippery roadways, and now we got to get into that here. A little extra time. Slow it down. We'll get you some Bucks info. They did not do well last night. They got down big in that game. Tried to come back and win. It didn't happen. And then the Packers are preparing for their playoff game on Sunday. We'll get you all that info. In fact, let's get you a little bit right now. Twice an hour, a news and sports update.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Former President Donald Trump expected to be in a Washington, D.C. courtroom today. His lawyers trying to argue that he enjoyed absolute immunity from prosecution for what his lawyers insist were his official acts as president on January 6th. Head of the NTSB confirming that another airline, United, has discovered loose bolts and part of a door plug on Boeing 737 MAX 9 jets.
We are aware of the reports of that are coming back from the inspections from United and Alaska and Boeing. Our team is collecting that information, and there will be some follow-up from the inspections.
NTSB Chair Jennifer Homendy in Portland as the FAA grounds all those types of jets. South Korea's parliament has passed a landmark ban on the production and sale of dog meat for human consumption. Dog farmers say they plan to challenge the bill's constitutionality. Michigan topping Washington in the college football national championship. That's what it sounded like in Ann Arbor on campus afterwards. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. It doesn't happen a lot in Wisconsin, but it does happen. A small earthquake was detected near Crandon in northern Wisconsin yesterday morning. The Crandon Fire Department posted on Facebook about reports of rumbling and shaking in the area. The U.S. Geological Survey confirms it was a 2.5 magnitude quake. January is National Blood Donor Month, and that's no coincidence.
January was chosen because it's typically a challenging time of the year for us to collect life-saving blood.
Diane Wright of the American Red Cross says a blood transfusion is performed every 2 seconds in the United States. About 3% of Americans donate blood each year. Each donation helps two or more people in need. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
Come on along and join our party.
There's a party on your radio every Saturday morning between 7 and 9 a.m. on It's Polka Time with me, Craig Ebel. You'll hear the latest in polka releases, as well as your old favorites, too. So tune in every Saturday morning at 7 a.m. to It's Polka Time, right here on 98Q Country.
Ma and Pa and Grandpa, too, for it's happy polka.
It's Polka Time with Craig Ebel on WCQM is proudly sponsored by Jack's Corner Bar.
Bucks are in a slump. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks are near the top of the Eastern Conference, but last night they suffered their second loss in a row at home. The Utah Jazz with a 132-116 win. Milwaukee's now lost four of their last five games. Head coach Adrian Griffin.
You know, sometimes as a coach you can come in and, you know, you can go bonkers and... But I also believe you got to, you know, show them the areas that we got to improve on. At halftime, I showed probably more clips than I usually show, areas where we can, you know, respond.
The Bucks host the Celtics Thursday. They're 3.5 games behind Boston for the top spot in the conference. NFL, it's the Cowboys and the Packers in the wild card playoffs Sunday at 3:30. Matt LaFleur.
We obviously know we have a great challenge in front of us going down to Dallas against a team that they're 8-0 at home this year. They seem to be playing their best ball at home.
That's Matt LaFleur with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Park Falls BP, the one stop for everything you need from fuel, wine, spirits, beverages, car washes, ice, snacks, and more. Every day low prices at a great value. Park Falls BP. Next to McDonald's.
This year, wouldn't it be great to stop dealing with thin, brittle, shedding hair and instead have the thick, healthy, gorgeous hair you've always wanted? Now you can by using Hair Volume from New Nordic. Look for Hair Volume at your local Walgreens and CVS or online at Amazon.com or NewNordicUSA.com.
Take steps to live a more sustainable lifestyle by investing in plastic-free food storage containers like silicone sandwich bags or beeswax wraps, which can replace the difficult-to-recycle single-use plastic wrap. And while we all do our part, Charmin is working hard to make a difference by regrowing 2 trees for every tree used. We all go, why not enjoy the go with Charmin? Whether it's the irresistible cushiony softness of Charmin Ultra Soft or the superior strength and absorbency of Charmin Ultra Strong. Either way, you can't go wrong.
1 in 4 car batteries is weak and needs to be replaced. Let our professional parts people test your battery for free at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
At Northwoods Realty, we know your house is more than just wood and shingles. It's a haven. It's a place to raise a family. It's a home. That's why the realtors at Northwoods Realty put so much of themselves into their work. With a reputation for integrity and excellence, you can count on the staff at Northwoods Realty to come through for every member of your family. And don't forget your visiting family. We have the largest local vacation rental marketplace with over 60 options. Find homes, cabins, condos, and resorts. At Northwoods Realty, we sell dreams. Visit northwoodswi.com.
So you're in the middle of a kitchen update, and you can't tell if that's a faucet stem or a flange. With the Home Depot app, doing doesn't miss a beat. It'll find what you need in a snap, and it'll show you how to find it in store with a tap. Or get it delivered free. For doing that doesn't stop, download the Home Depot app. It's made for doing.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Water.
It's not the same songs every 10 minutes like you hear on the other stations.
Go ahead, turn it up.
Yeah, but
98Q Country.
Thank you.
just like you always said we would. Packed your bags in that old Forerunner that I bought you when things were good. I'm glad to see the stop sign didn't hit you, bring you back to your senses. Oh, it waved you gone goodbye. Yeah, it waved you gone goodbye.
Thank you.
place, apparently. That's a new artist, Ashley Cook. It's called Your Place, 98Q. I'm a little creaky here this morning. Hang on. Ooh, WD-40. How you doing? It's a Tuesday, and we're going to get some light snow here over the next few days. We're not going to get what the southern part of the state is supposed to get, and is still kind of arriving in some of those areas, but we will see some snow flurries next couple of days. By the time all this system moves through, you know, maybe 4 or 5 inches or so, my forecast is indicating that today, again, an inch or two of light snow falling from right now until about 9 or 10 this morning, and then possibly some more snow reoccurring again this evening between the hours of, that was the same one. Just a little bit of snow. It's not going to be enough to go crazy and be, firing up the sled quite yet here and doing any trails, but we're taking little baby steps here toward that. It's going to get cold next week. If you didn't see the forecast for next week, by this time next week, we'll probably see temperatures that will be single digits for highs. We're talking 5 to 10 for the high temps starting probably on Sunday. And trying to look at any snow. Usually when you get really cold weather like that, you don't get much snow. There just isn't a storm forecasted to move our way here in the next week or so. All the news and sports to come. We had a few area games last night, not much. More tonight, so we'll cover some of that on the way in our 7 o'clock news and sports update.
Hey, honey, how was your trip to Menards?
Awesome. The Menards bag sale is back.
What's the bag sale?
You grab a bag in store and save 15% on everything you can fit in the bag. I got a new cordless drill, LED bulbs to help with the electric bill, stocked up on toothpaste, always need batteries, and paint for the mudroom, plus all my favorite snacks. Where are you going?
Menards. We're out of cleaning supplies.
Hurry in. Grab a bag in store now through January 14th. Get 15% off everything you can fit in the bag. See store for complete details.
I've always gotten tons of UTIs. Cranberry products never worked for me, and I was desperate for a way to be proactive. I'm Jenna Ryan, CEO and founder of Eucora. We've worked with doctors to develop effective urinary tract health products. Just mix a packet of Eucora with water and drink it when you need support, like right after intimacy. Eucora is helping over 100,000 women stay healthy. Ready to join them? Get 30% off at eucora.com/radio. That's eucora.com/radio.
Hey, it's Morgan Wallen.
Oh, yeah, oh, yeah.
98Q Country.
Live.
Listen online at 98QCountry.com.
Kid.
Yep.
From Uganda, that's right, we're adopting, and she is the cutest little girl that you ever seen. While I was wrapping my head around being a dad, a bigger wrench got thrown in the plans we thought we had. Now there's Willow and sweet Ada James, that's two under two. Now hey, what can I say?
Funny how life.
There and life changes at 98Q Country. Our forecast, we're having a little problem with our weatherology folks and getting that forecast into our computer. So I'll just tell you, 30, close to 30 today, tomorrow, and into Thursday. Cooler as we get into the weekend. And our snow chances, some light snow here over the next two or three days. And we could see, maybe a few inches of snow accumulating gradually through this whole thing, just in spots. A little bit of light snow probably where you are already this morning. If you're traveling to the southern part of the state, you're going to see quite a bit of snow. They're talking 8 to 10 inches down in parts of the southern part of Wisconsin over the next 24, 48 hours. Us? No, we're not going to get that much. We have some words of wisdom to get your day moving here. How about that? Focus on the Family this morning is being brought to you by Park Pharmacy.
Human parents have a curious weakness. We're the only species who overprotect our young from adversity. When animals are born in the wild, they can barely stand on wobbly legs, but no one coddles them, no one rescues them from difficulty, or caters to their every need. They're expected to stumble forward until they're strong enough to keep pace with the herd. Only human parents believe we're making our children stronger by making their lives easier. Giving children every advantage doesn't improve their lives in the long run. It holds them back. We're saving them from struggle before the struggle can impart its wisdom. Now, I know it's hard to watch children wrestle through hard times, but that's how they grow strong and independent. Every time they stumble and then get back up and try again, good things are happening. They're developing maturity and character. They're deepening their resilience and learning to navigate unpredictable circumstances. They'll need those qualities in abundance when they launch from your nest into the real world. Overprotecting children doesn't make them stronger. It actually keeps them fragile. You're parenting children, but you're raising adults. Keep your children safe, but don't swoop in and save them from every adversity. Allow them to stand on wobbly legs until they become strong enough to strive forward with confidence. To help your children thrive, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
The words you are about to hear are taken from letters sent in by members of the Trinity Debt Management Program.
Dear Trinity, today I'm making my final credit card payment.
Before I came to you, I was in a constant state of anxiety and panic, but now there is hope for my family's financial future.
Working with Trinity made me understand that I'm not alone.
You really do help people.
Your kindness will never be forgotten.
Without Trinity's support, I would not have achieved my lifelong goal of becoming debt free.
We saved a lot on interest and penalties, of course, but the reward was the gift of human kindness.
Trinity has carried me through a very difficult time in my life. You're amazing.
I used to feel so anxious and hopeless. Now I feel grace and peace.
God bless Trinity as you continue to help others become debt-free.
If credit card debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
Your Health Mart Pharmacy in Park Falls. Park Pharmacy can be trusted to handle all your prescription needs. Your Health Mart pharmacists take the time to get to know you and explain your medications. When you need a prescription filled, come to Park Pharmacy, your Health Mart pharmacy, who has a personal commitment to their community. They care for you and about you. That's Park Pharmacy, downtown Park Falls.
Join us at Jack's Corner Bar on Cedar Street in Park Falls, Wisconsin for an unforgettable January birthday bash. Come celebrate Vanessa and Brittany's special day with a complimentary specialty drink personally chosen by the birthday girls for all January birthdays. The festivities kick off at 8 p.m. on January 12th, featuring the amazing live music of the Old Pine Road Band. Don't miss this chance to make memories and revel in the joyous atmosphere. Let's make Friday, January 12th, a night to remember at Jack's Corner Bar on Cedar Street in Park Falls, Wisconsin.
Don't miss out on limited time appliance deals during the closeout event at Lowe's. Get up to 35% off select major appliances. Plus, save an extra $100 when you spend $999 or more on all major appliances. Hurry, these deals are too good to last long. Shop in-store or online today. Because Lowe's knows home improvement. Valid 1-4 through 1-24. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for details.
Jackson Hewitt has a plan to get your tax refund fast. With a buck, buck here, buck, buck there. Here, buck, there, buck, everywhere, buck, buck.
You don't have to wait weeks for your tax refund. Get money sooner with a no-fee refund advance loan at Jackson Hewitt.
On this loan, there's a money today guarantee. E-I-E-I-D-O.
Don't settle for chicken feed. Get fast bucks at Jackson Hewitt today. No-fee refund advance loans by Republic Bank offered to eligible clients. Money today guarantee if approved for a loan on a prepaid card. Details at JacksonHewitt.com.
Brand new country.
Between a rock and a hard place.
I love the music.
Feels like gold.
I listen to it all the time. 98Q Country.